Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Haikyuu. So if you didn't recognize that opening, it's Haikyuu. I think it comes sort of through season 2, episode 14. That's when they start using that intro song. But I really like the song. I listen to it every day mostly. And I'm going to be telling you what our episodes every day are going to be about. So my first episode was Orin High School Host Club. You can go check that out after this video, or you can check it out right now. Today we're talking about Haikyuu. The third episode we're going to talk about Devilman Crybaby. Fourth episode, Hunter x Hunter. And the fifth episode, Black Butler. Of course there's going to be more episodes, but these are just for now. And yeah, so I'm going to do this every time I do an episode. I'm going to be searching up pictures, and I'm going to be talking about Haikyuu, or the specific anime that we're talking about. So, this was actually my first anime, but my actual first anime back in 2016 or so was One Punch Man. But since I caught on anime again, this was actually my first anime that I watched. I watched it over, like, 2 months ago, probably. So, I saw it on Netflix. I know Netflix has some animes, but I was searching on Netflix, and I saw Haikyuu, and I saw that it had volleyball involved with it, and I do play volleyball. I took a little break from it, but I do play volleyball. So, I started watching it, and I really fell in love with it. Even though my cousin gave me some suggestions to watch, I picked this one over the suggestions that he gave me. Haikyuu is a volleyball anime. There is, like, Yuri on Ice and Free, and that Free's a swimming team, and then I think Yuri on Ice is an ice skating one. But this one is a volleyball one. So, in the first episode, let me search up Haikyuu. In the first episode, season 1, it shows Hinata, looking at a crowded group around the TV outside when he was riding his bike, and he kind of fell in love with volleyball when he saw the little giant playing. And I was like, wow, he really fell in love with it fast. So I can tell he is a outgoing person for certain things. So he is a first year, and he is new to volleyball. And then he started playing volleyball in middle school. And he wasn't the best, but as soon as his spikes and his, what are they called? I don't know. I forgot what they're called. But spikes and fast attacks. Yeah, attacks. He got way better at those during season 2 and season 1 while they're practicing. So Kageyama and Hinata, when they saw each other at the gym in season 1, episode 2, I'm pretty sure they saw each other. And they weren't on the best terms. They didn't really like each other in the beginning, but they started developing a friendship over the show. So, I'm going to be talking about that and also talking about the characters and the personalities. So, I'm going to take a water break, and you guys can just hear my voice cracking up, and you can hear this. Alright, now I took my water break. Let's go over here. So, Hinata and Kageyama were in front of the gym stadium. And this is, like, probably one of my favorite parts where, I think it was Suga closing the door and his face was just, like, the most funniest thing ever, while he was closing the door. So, Daichi, sorry, I keep on saying him. Daichi gave them a paper to fill out for like an application for the team. I was really surprised that Daichi put them in the team for like a tryout maybe. And I was surprised because they weren't on the best terms. I was like, it might not work or something like that. But obviously it did work and they developed a great friendship between Kageyama and Hinata. So that's the first episode. It's just the first episode showing them trying to get along and then them seeing Tsukishima while Kageyama and Hinata were practicing outside the gym or either in like a soccer field, football field. Alright, I'm going to be talking about different types of characters, basically, so I'm going to search up, okay, this is like my favorite duo, Tanaka and Nishinoya. They're the funniest things when they're by like Kiaiko-san or whatever, and they literally go crazy over Kiaiko. There's this one episode that they were jumping to Kiaiko to get a hug, and then she ducked instantly, like, and then they fell outside. That was pretty funny. I like Tanaka and Nishinoya's friendship. It's really nice and cool. I heard that there's like ships between Nishinoya and Asahi, which I find really cute. And there's ships for Kageyama and Hinata. There's also ships for Kiaiko and what's her name? The blondie, what's her name? Kiaiko-san and, what's her name? Let me search her up. But anyways, Kiaiko is a third year for the rest of the Sugawara, Asahi, and Daichi. Daichi doesn't come back in, like, episode 5, season 1, because some incident happened with Nishinoya and Asahi, which was pretty sad. I just started tearing up for some reason, but, yeah. Oh, yes, the ship for Kiaiko and Yachi, which is, like, I don't know why, I find it really cute. There's also many ships that I find really cute, but we're not going to talk about that today, maybe later in another episode, but we're going to carry on with the different stuff. So, let's talk about Nekoma, yeah. I really like this team. I like how they're so competitive, and I think the team captain is Kuro. And I only knew a few people, like, not Mad Dog. I don't think it's Mad Dog. No, Mad Dog is from Abo Joyside. Mad Dog, let me search him up. Yeah, he's from Oikawa's side. I was like, what's his name though? From, not Mad Dog, he's not from Nekoma, but, yeah. There's Lev, which I really like. I like how he's like really tall, and he has like emerald green eyes, which I love. I was surprised that he was half Russian and half Japanese, too. And that mohawk guy with the bleached hair, kind of, sort of. Kenma, always on his Nintendo or DS, I guess you can say. Kuro, he looks like a playboy. He really does look like a playboy. But there's this one episode, I forgot what it was, but... it was, the food scene where they were camping, not camping, but on a trip sort of thing. And I saw, like, I noticed something that, like, Kuro took away Kenma's game because Kenma wasn't eating or anything and he had the little game thing in his pocket. It was, like, literally the cutest thing ever. And I really like that. We're going to talk about Oikawa's side. Let's search him up. Okay, I feel like Oikawa's such a know-it-all. I feel like he is. And Iwo-chan, I feel like he doesn't have a mood, basically. He has a mood towards Iwo-chan. I mean, Iwo-chan has a mood towards Oikawa, sorta. They're best friends, kinda. But Mad Dog on Oikawa's side, he's a good player. He is a good player in volleyball. But to be honest, he doesn't look like he works well with, like, the rest of the team. And Oikawa, like, fits in right away with any team he sees. So I feel like that's just weird. I don't know. But there's more, maybe? Oh, Usajima. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he looks scary. That's all. Let me search it up. Usajima just looks like a guy who has... He just looks like a mama's boy. He just looks like a mama's boy, straight up. He does have a straight face. He doesn't really smile in any of the pictures that I'm seeing right now. Only scary photos. Wow, that's pretty scary. But Usajima is pretty smart, and he is a great player, which I love. There's this one episode that Hinata and Kageyama were running with Usajima because they crossed the line for running something. And basically, Kageyama and Hinata followed Usajima to his school and looked in the stadium. They started talking, Hinata, Kageyama, and Usajima. They all started talking. A ball came up right to Usajima. And then, you know how Hinata's, like, 5'2"? And Usajima's, like, 6'5", or something. Hinata instantly went to Usajima's height, which I find that really surprising. But he is a spiker, which you need. Hinata is a middle blocker and a spiker. And I find that, like, amazed. But Usajima's, I like him. The tendo part, like, baki baki ni o de, that, I love that from tendo. That's, like, probably my favorite scene from him. Carrying on, I'm gonna take another water break, and we're gonna talk about more after this short break. Alright, we're back to talking. So now, we normally talked about it basically all, but, I started watching this a lot. I started, repeating the seasons over and over again. But I'm really excited for when they release it out on Netflix, I'm pretty sure. I know you can watch it on Crunchyroll or Funimation. I just don't want to pay because I don't have any money. I'm pretty broke. But I'm pretty excited that it might come out either on HBO Max or either, what's it called? Netflix. It's coming on October 2nd, I believe, or 4th. I'm really excited for that. So, yeah. Carrying on. What was I going to talk about? I forgot. Maybe about that. I'm pretty sure we're done talking about this, but oh, I remember. So I don't like how they did Asahi in season 4 or 3. They totally messed up the characters, which are annoying. They have humongous eyes and weird eyebrow shapes. Kiaiko looks like she's like an 8-year-old. But my time is getting up, and I really hope you guys like this podcast today about Haikyuu. Me just talking about it mostly. I really hope you guys have a great day, and bye. I'm